$1.4 million. Is that enough of a penalty for the New Jersey-based vendor behind this year's botched state student achievement tests? Texas education officials say the penalties are, in fact, likely to rise even further for the screw-ups with the STAR exams. Computer glitches, missing materials, disappearing answers, lost test results, student information leaking to public websites. The list goes on. It's not like the company ETS is a rookie in this business. Educational Testing Service administers the GRE, among other major exams. But their first year managing the statewide STAR tests has been, by all accounts, well, a fiasco, if that's not too strong a term. More than a few are yearning for the good old days, you know, when test answers didn't disappear and stuff. Christy Hassett is a board member of a group called Texans Advocating for Meaningful Student Assessment, or TAMSA. Welcome to the Texas Standard, Christy.
Thank you.
I haven't found anyone who can recall problems this big with the previous testing vendor. Why did Texas change in the first place? Do you recall?
They went out to bid on a regular contract renewal, and ETS won the bid this time.
Just whoever comes in with the least expensive and most promising proposal?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
That's it. Is there something that ETS is just fundamentally missing here that Pearson was able to do that just ETS can't?
Well, I believe the problems really started because ETS wasn't prepared for the state of Texas. It's such a massive testing endeavor. And Pearson and the state had created this system from scratch when Pearson got the original contract. So the amount of data files and regulations and processes that the districts have to go through were all created through Pearson. In order to figure out these processes, ETS just didn't have the manpower or time to do it efficiently, is what we believe.
It's my understanding that as problems mounted, educators tried to call ETS for answers, but there weren't even enough customer support representatives to take their calls. I guess this goes back to the larger question. Is there an issue with the vetting process?
We definitely were thinking that it was a short transition between Pearson and ETS, and evidently it has caused multiple problems. I don't think that there was enough Q&A on making sure that that data was transferred successfully between the two entities to make sure that this data was ready to go at the time that the students were taking those tests.
Pearson had a system worked out. I think they had been with the state for something like three decades. If Pearson wasn't this bad, why not go back to them? I mean, aren't the stakes just a little too high to mess with Texas kids this way?
The stakes are definitely way too high. I'm not necessarily sure that it's necessarily just a vendor issue. Pearson probably should have communicated better with ETS between the transition between the two. I think that it's a problem with the system in and of itself.
When you say the system, there are basically two players here. You have the vendor and you have the state. Who's ultimately responsible for it? Is it the Texas Education Agency?
I think they do have ultimate responsibility, but ETS must make sure that they're communicating properly with the state. These children's graduation requirements are at stake, and the stakes are very high for the students as well as the schools.
So what now?
We would ask that the TEA have a moratorium on the testing this year. We've asked for that already, just like they did the very first year that STAR was actually implemented in 2012.
Christy Hassett is a board member with a group called Texans Advocating for Meaningful Student Assessment, or TAMSA, speaking with us from her home in North Texas. Christy, thanks so much for talking with us today.
I greatly appreciate the time.
We should note that for its part, ETS, the company at the center of all this, responded to our request for an interview with a statement that reads in part, ETS accepts responsibility for issues arising during this transition year. We appreciate the patience and cooperation of districts. We are committed to working with the Texas Education Agency to ensure smoother administrations in the future.